This is New Hampshire Public Radio News at 9:06.
From New Hampshire Public Radio, I'm Laura Kanoy, and this is The Exchange. Six years ago, a new effort was launched to address New Hampshire's demographic deficiency, not enough young adults. It was called the 55% Initiative, launched by then-University System Chancellor Steve Reno. At the time, about 50% of Granite State College graduates stayed here. Reno and others wanted to see if they could bump that up a bit to 55%. A small increase, but the benefits, they said, could be huge, enhancing not only the workforce, but also cultural and community vibrancy. Their efforts caught attention at the highest levels. Governor Lynch appointed a task force, which came out with its recommendations in 2009. Chief among them, create a permanent place to keep this initiative ongoing, which was dubbed Stay Work Play. Now, 4 years in, Stay Work Play is actively promoting the state, telling young folk that it offers a quality of life that's unsurpassed in the nation. But of course, everyone has a different idea of what quality of life means, young adults included. And for some, New Hampshire doesn't offer what they want. Affordable housing, public transportation, nightlife, cultural diversity, and of course, lots of other young adults to socialize with. Today in The Exchange, we check in with Stay Work Play. And let's hear from you. If you're under age 35, what attracts you to New Hampshire? And conversely, what makes you want to leave? Also, how could the state do a better job luring in your fellow young adults? Also, no matter what your age, we want your thoughts and comments on this topic, so give us a call. The Exchange number, 1-800-892-6477, 1-800-892-NHPR. Send us a short email if you'd like, exchange@nhpr.org, or you can post a comment on our Facebook page. We have three guests with us in studio. Kate Lusco is here. She's Executive Director of Stay Work Play, an organization that works, as I said, to retain and attract young adults to the state. And Kate, it's nice to see you. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Also with us, Preston Hunter, Chairman of the Board of the Directors at the Manchester Young Professionals Network and Director of Business Development at Ekman Construction. And Preston, good to meet you. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, it's great to be on the show. Thanks.
Also with us, Josh Robinson, Chair of the Concord Young Professionals Network and owner of Checkmate Payroll Services. And Josh, good to have you too. Thank you for your time.
Yes, thanks.
Well, and Kate, I'll start with you. This initiative got started 4 years ago officially, although it was in the works, as I said, a couple years before that. How's it going?
It's going really well. For a grassroots effort in New Hampshire, we've really gotten around. It's interesting. When I first started with the organization, I would walk into a room and ask for a show of hands of how many people had heard of Stay Work Play, and I might get a couple. Now, it's definitely well over 50%. So certainly the word is getting out there about what we're trying to do.
And do you track, Kate, are you able to track how many more young people you've been able to encourage to Stay Work Play?
So we actually just finished survey similar to what was done to find that 50% number that was used for the 55% initiative. So we should have results in about June, but we surveyed college seniors, alumni, and then young professionals all around the state, asking them a lot of similar questions to what was asked in 2007. So we'll be able to see the change.
Yeah. So what would you say, Kate, are the number one and number two reasons for why young adults tell you they don't Stay Work Play? And I want to hear from you, Kate, and then Preston and Josh as well. Go ahead.
So certainly most often we hear, unless someone has already decided that they're going somewhere else to go back home, they'll stay if they can find a job. So jobs are definitely number one. And quality of life. You know, I think it depends. Part of what we try to do is spread the word about all that there is to do in New Hampshire. But if you're looking for that real city life, Manchester isn't New York City. You know, I don't think we're trying to be. But if that's what you're looking for, it, you know, you may not find it here.
So the basics, a job, but also some fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. What do you hear from people, Preston?
You know, I think that New Hampshire's still struggling a little bit with an image issue. And as a person who grew up in the state, I definitely remember thinking, I can't wait to get out of New Hampshire. I'll never come back to New Hampshire. And I did, and I'm glad I did. And I think that organizations like Stay Work Play and the young professional groups throughout the state are doing a lot to help change that impression and show that there are a lot of great things that young adults can do here in New Hampshire. And but I think the impression, the image is still needs to catch up.
Cow Hampshire is what we called it when I was younger. Yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
That's kind of it, yeah.
Yeah, what do you hear, Josh, from people about why they don't Stay Work Play?
Well, you know, I think that what the others have said so far is pretty accurate in that, you know, New Hampshire isn't the place for some people. You know, if you're looking for, you know, the 40-story buildings and, you know, the urban feel, then you know, there are other places, you know, where you can live, Boston, New York, you know. But at the same time, I think that most of people are not looking to necessarily live in those places. And one of the great things that New Hampshire, you know, has as a benefit is proximity, you know, not only to Boston, but also Portland, Maine, and, you know, places like that. But I feel like the most of the people who leave New Hampshire are either doing it, you know, when they go to college, and then, you know, if the goal would be to, you know, eventually get them back, you know, then we have a marketing issue. We need to, you know, go after those people who go to college out of state that already have a connection in New Hampshire. And then I think that there's also a population of people that leave the state for work. I think that one thing that New Hampshire really needs to work on is, and I believe we're going to, you know, touch on this later in the show, the entrepreneurial aspect, the having the ecosystem in place to attract, you know, people who graduate out of state or in state and keep them here, you know, bring them in, keep them here where, you know, because I think hands down across the board, people will tell you that New Hampshire is a great place to raise a family. It is a wonderful place to live. And, you know, I think that it's just it's a matter of attracting those people either back after they go away for college or perhaps, you know, I mean, if we were to really get our act together, you know, we could even attract some out-of-state students to come here for college.
And we'll definitely talk about that. College costs a huge concern. I also want to invite our listeners to join us. The number here in the exchange again for you to join us with your questions and comments is 1-800-892-6477. Email exchange at nhpr.org. Again, today in the exchange, we're talking about ongoing efforts to attract and retain young adults here in the Granite State. Some of those efforts going on for a couple of years now. Join us, 1-800-892-6477. Email exchange at nhpr.org. You can also post a comment on our Facebook page. And let's hear your own stories, too, guys, because this is relevant. You know, Kate, where you grew up, where you went to college, and how you ended up where you were today. Just give us that short version, if you could, please, because I think it's relevant to what we're talking about.
Sure. So I actually grew up in Canterbury, so in New Hampshire, and went to high school nearby, and then decided to take 4 years off after high school before going to college. And so I traveled a little bit. I actually lived down in Boston for a short period of time and came back deciding it was time for me to go to school. I went to UNH in Manchester. And actually, my first job after college, again, was down in Boston. I was there for 3 months or so commuting and decided...
From, you know, Canterbury or from Manchester?
At that point, I lived in Manchester.
Yeah, still, it's a long way.
I took the bus. But so I sort of decided it. I just felt like another person in this large city, right? I wasn't anything special. I didn't feel like I could really have an impact being one of so many. And so after about 3.5 months, I came back to New Hampshire and have worked here since. So I think it's an interesting perspective. Even I didn't necessarily do what we're trying to encourage people to do through Stay Work Play. But it was pretty quickly that I figured out, you know, what a gem New Hampshire is.
Yeah, so some satisfaction in being an actor on a smaller stage where
Absolutely.
You can perhaps have a bigger impact.
Absolutely.
Yeah, your story, Josh?
So I was born and raised in Concord, and I went to Concord High School. After high school, I left the state, went to college in upstate New York. And I came back after college. You know, I had a unique opportunity with a family business. My father had started our company in 1994. And there was always the thought in the back of my mind that I would eventually, you know, come back into the company and take over the business. So when I came back from college, I spent 5 years out of the business working, you know, initially at a startup tech firm down in Nashua. And then I spent 2.5 years at Liberty Mutual out in Portsmouth. I lived in, you know, various places in the state. But, you know, the thing that really kept me back in New Hampshire, not, you know, not venturing too far, was the opportunity to take over the family business. So, you know, I eventually, 5 years after college, came back into Concord to work at Checkmate. And then, you know, what I discovered then was that I really, you know, despite having been born and raised here, it had been so many years since I had really spent much time in Concord that I kind of felt like a stranger. And so that's where I really started. You know, I was attending business after hours as part of my job. And that's where I heard about Concord Young Professionals Network. And so I started attending the Young Professional events, and really that gave me exactly what I was looking for as far as a venue to, you know, reacquaint myself with some people who I had known, you know, in high school, and also to meet, you know, more often than that, meet new people. You know, the vast majority of the people that I've met through Concord Young Professionals, I did not know in any way, shape, or form before.
Well, and cities and towns change. I mean, I've got some 30-something neighbors who both have T-shirts that says, Concord got cool when you weren't looking.
Right,
so
right.
It's a lot of opportunities here that people maybe who grew up here weren't aware of because they weren't here when they were growing up. And real quick to you too, Preston, just give us your quick sort of bio.
Sure. I grew up in Bedford, and as I mentioned, you know, moved away, didn't really expect to come back.
Yeah, you said earlier, I never thought I would come back here.
I never thought I would come back. But I went out of state for college, went to Bucknell in Pennsylvania, discovered Pennsylvania is actually not a lot different than New Hampshire. And then spent 3 years in Colorado in Telluride, which was
now that's a young
great
professional
experience. That was
nirvana.
That
right?
that was a great experience. I wouldn't trade that in. But you know, my family was still here, and that was a big draw for me. That was a long trip back every Christmas and Thanksgiving. So I actually had a job opportunity that really brought me back and made it possible for me to move back. So when I did relocate and working for Ekman Construction, I entered back into the scene in Manchester and discovered that a lot of my friends from high school had disappeared, and I really was starting from scratch, kind of rebuilding my network and rebuilding my friends. And so, similar to Josh, the Manchester Young Professionals Network was a great opportunity for me to meet with other like-minded young adults who are also interested in establishing a career and advancing and making an impact in the community too. You know, as Kate alluded to, one of the great benefits that often get overlooked in New Hampshire is that you can be a big fish in a small pond. You can be on NHPR radio.
All right. Well, I invite you to join us with your questions, comments, your personal stories. Again, if you're under age 35, as I said earlier, what draws you to New Hampshire? What sometimes makes you want to move away? And also, no matter what your age, we definitely want your thoughts and comments on these initiatives that we're hearing about to attract and retain young adults in New Hampshire. The number for you to join us, 1-800-892-6477. Email exchange at nhpr.org. And we'll be right back.
It's The Exchange on New Hampshire Public Radio. Good morning. It's 9:19. More on stay, work, and play in New Hampshire. The NHPR member card saves you money at businesses all over the state. There are so many and more being added every week. It's hard to keep track of them. That's why we have a feature on our app that maps out all the nearest benefits to you. So download the app and get your member card at nhpr.org today. Support for NHPR comes from you, our members, and from Muskoma Savings Bank, serving the people and the needs of the Upper Connecticut River Valley since 1899, online at muskomabank.com. And from the Clean Bedroom Organic Mattress and Bedding Showroom in Kittery, Maine, helping you create eco-friendly sleep environments, also on the web at thecleanbedroom.com. And from Edgewater Farm, River Road, Plainfield, with over 2,000 varieties of flowers and vegetable plants and a staff committed to help with all your gardening needs. Edgewaterfarm.com. This is NHPR.
This is The Exchange. I'm Laura Canoy. Today in The Exchange, we're looking at renewed efforts to attract and retain young adults in the Granite State. We're hearing about some of those this hour. And let's hear from you, 1-800-892-6477. Email exchange at nhpr.org. You can also post a comment on our Facebook page. Our guests are Kate Lutzko, Preston Hunter, and Josh Robinson, all involved in efforts like the Young Professionals Networks and Stay, Work, Play. All of you, let's go to the phones now. And Quinn is waiting in Newmarket. Hi, Quinn. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for talking to me.
Sure. Go ahead.
I'm really excited that you're covering this topic, by the way. My husband and I just recently moved here from Seattle area, and we've been wanting to get back to New Hampshire for a long time. He's from here. I'm not originally. But we knew that when we were in Seattle that we were there for 8 years, we would never be able to afford a home there, and the jobs were pretty slim pickings, especially for young people, because there's so many young people there.
Really? Wow. Even with all the high-tech companies and Microsoft and Nike and everything, huh?
Yeah, it's really competitive. It's very hard to find good quality careers there. So we moved back to New Hampshire, and it's been great. We both got great jobs. We're kind of looking now. We're saving to buy a home. You know, all these great goals that we wanted in our lives that we weren't able to accomplish in another state, we're able to work toward now. So I'm just thrilled that you're covering this on NHPR today.
All right. Well, Quinn, great to hear the story. Kate, what do you think? No problem finding jobs, and the affordable housing crisis that we hear about, she's saying it's worse elsewhere.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Those are the stories we like to hear. And we want you to tell everybody else you know, Quinn, that New Hampshire has been great to you. And I hope you've gotten connected with Catapult, which is the Young Professionals Network out on the seacoast, because they do some great things. I think they have a boat cruise coming up to the Isles of Shoals in July, and lots of fun ways to get even further connected out in that part of the state.
All right, Quinn, thanks a lot for calling. And I want to bring another voice into our conversation now. Steve Reno, former chancellor of the University System of New Hampshire from 2000 to 2009. Today, he's executive director of Leadership New Hampshire. And as we said earlier, Steve Reno is really the one that got this started. And Steve, welcome back to The Exchange. Good to have you.
Thank you, Laura. Good to be back.
Well, I remember when you and I first talked about this in the mid-2000s with the 55% initiative that you called it at the time. How would you say it's going now, Steve? How would you say the landscape has changed over the past 6 years?
Well, I think the first 15 minutes of your program, Laura, are indicators of that. It's music to my ears to hear so many young people saying what we have been hoping they would say. Namely that New Hampshire is a wonderful place to live, and whether it is a decision you make around the time of graduation to stay here, or it's a decision, as Quinn and her husband made, to come back, it's that kind of testimony, frankly, that makes the case.
We hear about young professionals networks in Concord and Manchester, like our guests. Kate mentioned another group on the seacoast. What about the North Country, Steve? Is there enough attention there on this issue?
It's a growing phenomenon there, too. And we were just up there for Leadership New Hampshire 10 days ago, and there's a growing interest on the part of the young people there to encourage others to stay. I think that what really, while we can take some credit, I suppose, in launching the 55% initiative, it was really the serendipitous appearance of the young professional networks that has given the movement the push, the momentum, and the diversity and the extension that it has today. It's really those organizations that have made the case that New Hampshire is a wonderful place, that there are resources here. The website of Stay Work Play is a terrific resource for those looking for housing, those looking for recreational opportunities, those looking for jobs. But it is the young professionals themselves that are spreading the word, and that's happening in the North Country as well.
I want to ask you about a story I heard just the other day, Steve, a guest of mine whose daughter had just graduated from college in Ohio. She was able to get a better deal in Ohio for college. As you know, college costs are pretty high here in New Hampshire. And now she's graduated, and she's going back to Ohio because that's where her friends are, that's where her contacts are, that's where her professors are who might be able to help her find a job. That's probably discouraging to you, and yet we hear those stories, don't we, given the high costs of college here in New Hampshire.
Well, you know, Laura, I'm reminded of the caller that called us when I was on your program from Keene, who made the comment that, well, what are you trying to do and keep everybody here in New Hampshire? And the story you're telling right now from Ohio is illustrative of the fact that people are going to make decisions, whether they are about to graduate from college or whether they're already settled someplace else and decide to stay there. We're not looking to keep everybody in New Hampshire. That's unrealistic. I mean, I, for example, am a Californian and was raised in California and educated in California, and now I'm living in New Hampshire. But what we were trying to do was simply provide an opportunity for people who are about to make a decision at the time of graduation from college to look at New Hampshire and consider that maybe this is the place that they might want to stay.
Let me ask you one more question, Steve. Yeah.
Yeah. Over the course of time with Stay Work Play, that scope of interest has extended to attracting others to come back. But again, our goal is never 100%. It's just to try to encourage some to stay.
A little more. One more question for you, Steve. Is there a danger in overemphasizing this issue, in that the more we talk about New Hampshire's got this older demographic, you know, fourth oldest median age in the nation. The more we enhance that image in young people's minds and they say, nah, I don't want to go there.
I don't believe so, Laura. Again, people will decide what they want to do based on their own set of criteria. But again, I think the most effective vehicle for getting the message out are the young professional networks themselves, and State Work Play works closely with them. Those are the most credible spokesperson. As someone said at a meeting we had the other day of the State Work Play Advisory Board, it's the young professionals that are the boots on the ground. They are the ones that are making the point.
Okay. Steve, thank you very much.
And thank you very much. Good luck to all of you.
Thanks. Steve Reno, former chancellor of the university system, executive director of Leadership New Hampshire Today. As we said, he got this whole thing going about 6 years ago. The number for you to join us is 1-800-892-6477. Email exchange at nhpr.org. A couple emails that I want to share with all of you. And here's one that came in from Leah. She says, I'm a semi-recent college grad with a degree in fine art. Now, I realize my degree is not traditionally useful, like being an engineer, but when I finished college out of state, I moved back home, hoping to use my skills acquired out of state to enrich the creative economy in New Hampshire. However, when I got here, there was essentially nothing. Leah says, I know in the grand scheme of things, this may not sound important when we're talking about engineering or manufacturing, but I think when we value or support our creative economy, it makes our overall economy better. It provides intellectual respite for those who do not work in a creative field. She says she's making the decision to relocate back to Massachusetts. It makes me sad to leave because I'm seriously a New Hampshire girl through and through, but unfortunately the reasons to leave far outweigh the reasons to stay. Now, none of you works in the fine arts, so you can't comment on her own particular job, but Josh, I just wonder what you think. She wants to stay, she feels like she can make a contribution, but there's just nothing here for her.
Well, one thing that I would tell, and what was her name again?
Leah
is well. First of all, I think that she might be a little bit. I don't want to say short-sighted, but I was a creative writing major in college. So I now am a business owner and, you know, very involved in the community and all that. So I don't think that it's, I think that positioning yourself like, you know, because I have an arts degree, puts you in a worse off position than others. I would argue against that, and I would actually be, you know, if I were hiring, and somebody were to submit an application with, the specific degree that you have matters very little, if you have the skills and analytic ability and stuff like that. But at the same time, I think there are numerous opportunities for somebody in arts, in a myriad of professions, within the state. It's a matter of having connections, and I think that, the young professional networks really give you a resource to reach out to, especially like Concord Young Professionals being affiliated with the Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce has a very strong focus on the creative economy right now. And so, if she had come to one of our events and talked to one of our committee members, it would have been, very easy to for that person to get an introduction to the people that she needed to talk to here in Concord, who could have perhaps referred her to other people in the state, to get her into a role that would allow her to fulfill that creative element that drives her.
You're right. There is a focus on the creative economy in Concord and in other areas as well. And Kate, though, her email brings up another point for me, and that is people do want, they want the arts, they want music, they want nightlife, they want that creative economy that that Leah talks about. And they sometimes feel like New Hampshire's lacking.
So two comments, one of my favorite things to do with Stay Work Play is to be a connector, right? We connect with a lot of people throughout the state. And so I love when someone comes to us looking for something in particular and I can say, okay, you should reach out to this person and that person. You know, as you were reading her email, I'm thinking all of these great people, especially the Seacoast, is really working to be a strong arts community. The other thing, and I know this sounds simplistic and there's more, more layers to it, but if what you want isn't here, create it. You know, be the person that makes New Hampshire have this vibrant arts community rather than saying, well, it's not here. I guess I have to go somewhere else. If you really want to stay, and there are people that will come together and help and make it happen.
Yeah, well, Leah, good luck to you. And thanks for the email. Here's another one from John in Hancock. He says, I wonder about another factor causing the emigration of young people, our outdated infrastructure. Access to high-speed internet and wireless data services is abysmal in the state, John says. I understand we're sparsely populated, don't offer profits to carry
barriers that more densely populated locales do. But that's also true of Vermont, and they solve that problem by stringing high-speed fiber everywhere. John says in today's economy, more and more people telecommute. There are many beautiful places to stay in New Hampshire. The problem is that our information highways are dirt roads, and no one can get to work on them. It's impossible to make the middle part of stay, work, play, work. John, thank you for that. And, you know, it's easy to forget, isn't it, Preston? You know, I live in Concord, you're in Manchester. We've got the high-speed internet access. But he's right, isn't he? It's spotty.
Apparently it is. As you said, I haven't had that kind of issue. In today's day and age, we rely so heavily on the internet. It's sometimes I wonder if it's as important as electricity. But I think, you know, just kind of getting back to some of the points that Kate and Josh made, the young professional groups and Stay, Work, Play in general really are a resource. And, you know, back to Leah's comment, and if there are others out there, too, who are struggling to find their niche or their opportunities here in the state, I think that that there are great resources that will help connect you to those opportunities. And that's one of the great benefits of New Hampshire, is because it is, in the end of the day, a fairly small community, especially when you get into the business community or the cultural arts communities.
Yeah, like Kate was saying earlier, the unexpected pleasures of being a big fish in a small pond. Go ahead, Kate, you want to jump back in.
So Steve Reno mentioned that Leadership New Hampshire was in the North Country last
right.
week, and I'm actually in the class. And they talked about, I guess Fairpoint is expanding service every day up in the North Country. There are economic development organizations putting in hotspots, so they're sort of doubling this tourism piece along with having access. So they made it sound like they're actually really happy with the progress that's being made. That's not to say that it's where we want to be yet, but I think there are people working on making the infrastructure in New Hampshire better.
Yeah, well, John, I appreciate the email. Thank you. And the email address, if you want to chime in as well, is exchange@nhpr.org, or you can give us a call, 1-800-892-6477. And Chris is calling in from Hopkinton. Hi, Chris. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I basically just wanted to call because I actually I attend a couple of the Concord Youth Professional meetings, and I've been networking. I'm 28. My fiance is 25. We both live in Hopkinton. I'm not actually from here. I'm from Kentucky originally, and I attended school in Western Mass. I'm a photographer, and I just opened my business here in Kentucky. And basically, as people seem surprised that I'm 28 and I'm starting this life here in New Hampshire. Everyone kind of asks me how New Hampshire is, especially people where I'm from, and comparing it to Boston. And that's kind of one of the things I love about this area, is not only is the network great, but we are very centrally located. We can get to multiple cities within a short drive. You know, out in the South Midwest, where I'm from, it takes half an hour to get from town to town. Here, you can get from multiple towns within a short drive.
So proximity to Boston's a big selling factor for you, Chris. You like that?
Oh yeah, I actually lived in Boston for several years after school, working a lot of freelance work, and now that I'm here in New Hampshire, I'm settling down and starting this business here to be in one central location. Now, I will do jobs, you know, all over the state and down in Boston as well.
Sure.
But without living in Boston. And I think that's what's great is, you know, if we do want to get out, if we do want to experience that nightlife, if we do want to, you know, have a little fun that maybe New Hampshire doesn't quite have, it's not hard to get there.
Okay. Well, Chris, thanks for calling. And this is interesting. This is something we were talking about before we started the show with one of our interns who's in that 20-something demographic. So I'm glad you called, Chris. Preston, I'll ask you first, you know, the double-edged sword of Boston. I mean, in one sense, yes, it's close by. You can get there. You can get your nightlife and so forth. On the other hand, do companies lose people to Boston? You know, hey, why don't I just live there instead of, you know, going down there once a month or whatever?
Sure, yeah. No, I think New Hampshire sees a lot of competition from Boston. We're kind of seen, I think, to a large extent as the alternative to Boston. So when you're in your early 20s, Boston has a lot to offer. And you know, I think in most cases, the pay is higher, salaries are higher. There's obviously it's a lot sexier. There's a lot more nightlife. There's a lot more events. But I think as people kind of move later into their 20s, and their priorities may change. And
so it's enough to dip your cultural toes in.
I think so. And it's also pretty close. You know, it's only an hour away. So you don't have to give up all of those benefits that Boston has to offer just by moving to New Hampshire. And I also will say that, you know, New Hampshire has a much lower cost of living than Boston. And housing, taxes, all of those things work in New Hampshire's favor. And I think that there are a lot of job opportunities here in New Hampshire as well, because as we've been discussing, our demographic really is in demand.
Josh, go ahead.
Okay. I want to reflect back on for a moment what Kate said at the beginning regarding, you know, how what her compelling reason to come back to New Hampshire, which is, you know, yeah, Boston is a fun town. There's a lot going on, and there's something to be said for that. There's a lot of business opportunities down there too. But I think one thing that New Hampshire uniquely offers is for those people who at some point, you know, a couple of years out of college, decide that they want to get involved in their community. Because, you know, if you go down to Boston, you know, good luck trying to get in with their young professional networks or get on a committee for a nonprofit or get involved in your community in any way, shape or form. You know, here we are talking with you on your radio show, which is, you know, a huge privilege. And I just think that goes to show that, you know, New Hampshire is a venue where people who want to be civically engaged, people who want to contribute to the community in ways outside of work, outside of family, this is really a place where you can make that happen. And not to mention the access that you have to your legislators and to be able to actually, you know, have some, you know, at least have your opinion heard on important issues. You know, again, I mean, you're drowned out by all the millions of people down in Boston or anywhere else, you know, in New Hampshire, with the citizen legislature like we have, it's a real unique place for people.
You could
who
run for legislature
involved.
And you might even win, yeah. Right? There's that saying that if you're not living down the street from one or married to one, you're probably one yourself, right? With 424 people in the legislature. Thanks a lot for that call. Again, the number for you to join us, 1-800-892-6477. Email exchange@nhpr.org. And all of you, after a break, we're going to check in real quickly with two New Hampshire companies, both noted for being really cool companies to work. They hire a lot of young people. They're both tech companies. We'll talk with them about some of the advantages and challenges of recruiting young workers here in New Hampshire. All that's after a short break. And, of course, we'll take your calls, too, at 1-800-892-6477.
It's The Exchange on New Hampshire Public Radio, where support comes from you, our members, and BAE Systems, remembering our servicemen and women and emergency response professionals and their commitment to our country and communities on this Memorial Day. And the Stroke Program at Catholic Medical Center, a comprehensive stroke program dedicated to improving recovery rates for stroke patients. Information at catholicmedicalcenter.org. And Comcast Business, with sustained investment in New Hampshire's business community, now offering all services, including Metro Ethernet at Pease Tradeport. More at business.comcast.com. This is NHPR.
I think our mission is we try every day to find the stories that really matter to people living in New Hampshire.
That's Sarah Ashworth, news director here at NHPR.
And to tell the stories that other media outlets can't tell about New Hampshire. We have a forum that lets us go a little bit deeper, have a little bit more time to tell a story. So we try to take advantage of that and find the right stories.
Stay tuned to NHPR every day for those stories from our newsroom or check them out online at nhpr.org.
This is The Exchange. I'm Laura Kanoy. Today in The Exchange, we're looking at multiple efforts here in the Granite State to attract and retain younger workers. 1-800-892-6477 is the number for you to join us. Email exchange@nhpr.org or post a comment on our Facebook page. And we're going to check in now with one company that has been lauded for its efforts in both high-tech and attracting young workers. Eric Dodier is on the line, co-founder and CEO of Pixel Media, a digital strategy firm based in Portsmouth. And Eric, thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate it.
Sure. How you doing?
Good. Well, so just roughly, what's the average age at your company, Eric?
It's creeping up a little more as we mature a little bit as a company. But I'm guessing it's probably 28 to 35, somewhere in there.
Right. So you're right in that demographic that we're talking about.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So talk about recruiting younger adults to come work for your company, Eric. How hard is it? How easy is it?
I think you just have to play to your strengths. I mean, if I think some folks mentioned earlier in the show, if people, you know, that real young generation that wants to be in downtown Boston, in there, you know, as they get out of school and just experience that, then, you know, you're not going to woo them to Portsmouth. But there's a group as they mature a little bit, the quality of life, or maybe they try that in the middle of the city. And I think Kate mentioned, you know, don't feel like they're having the lifestyle that they might have expected. So, you know, you come to New Hampshire, you've got so many different options. And, you know, as a lot of the tech community starts to migrate a little bit north, there's more options up here. So we play to our strengths, you know, people that want to mountain bike or be near the ocean or be near mountains. And that's kind of part of the culture here as well. So you play to your strengths, you attract those people, and you highlight those things to bring them up here.
And, of course, Portsmouth, you know, doesn't face the challenge that some other areas in New Hampshire do. You've got great nightlife. You got a great downtown. Housing, though, real expensive from what I hear in Portsmouth, Eric.
Say that again, really.
Housing, yeah, I hear that that's a concern in Portsmouth, especially for young people just starting out.
Yeah, I mean, we do have kids, you know, we have folks that come here that will live in kind of the outskirts of town, but, you know, like anything, they get creative. I mean, there are, you know, the downtown Portsmouth has a lot of different options, and they, you know, they want to try that living in the, where they can, you know, wake up and just walk downtown, walk to a coffee shop. We used to be downtown, so we kind of had that benefit for a while. We moved out to Pease Tradeport as we grew a little bit, and We like it out here because of the accessibility to the highways, people coming from the north, people coming from the south. It's a good location for us. But, yeah, that can be a challenge. But you see the downtown growing. I mean, I was actually just down there yesterday. If you drive through, there's a lot of new construction going on, bringing more apartments as opposed to million-dollar condominiums. So there is progress in that area, and I think that's to serve that exact market.
Yeah, and one last question for you. Just before we came on with you, Eric, we were talking about sort of the benefits and the downside of being so close to Boston. We had a caller who said he thought it was great because he could, you know, go there when he felt like getting city life, and he also did some business in Boston, but he liked being in New Hampshire. But then we've also talked about how, you know, sometimes you might lose people to Boston. Young people might say, boy, that's really where I want to be. There's a lot more going on there. How often do you lose people to Boston, Eric?
You know, not that I wouldn't say it's very often because, for example, we have folks here that occasionally will be doing a job down in the, you know, the Boston area or even the Burlington, Andover, and they have to do that drive in the morning for a few days. And all I hear when they get back is, you know, thank God I don't have to do that every day.
Yeah.
Now, of course, those are people commuting down there versus moving down there. But, you know, you've got a pretty high expense to live in the city as well. So we don't lose that many, and I think it's because by the time, again, you play to your strengths. So if people, you know, we just probably don't cross paths with the people that are interested in being in the city until they, you know, kind of change where their life is going and maybe want to be up here. Maybe they're starting to raise a family, you know, where they want a little more space, they want a house, they want a yard. And so, you know, as that happens, we look to get on their radar and bring them this way.
Okay, well, Eric, good to talk to you. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks, everybody. Thank you.
That's Eric Dodier. Again, he is co-founder and CEO of Pixel Media, a digital strategy firm based in Portsmouth. I want to bring another business person on the line with us, also recognized for high technology and hiring a lot of young adults. Gray Chynoweth is with us, chief operating officer of Dyn, an infrastructure company based in the Mill Yard in Manchester. Gray, welcome back to The Exchange. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, I'd love your thoughts also, as I asked Eric, about recruiting young people to come to Dyn. How hard or easy is it?
Well, you know, I think Eric was right. You have to play to your strengths. We're not trying to be New York or Boston. We're trying to be ourselves, but I think there's a lot of strength there. And I think, I don't know if it's, you know, Yankee humility or something, but there's always seems to be some kind of pride deficit in New Hampshire. You know, people don't think that you can be really successful here. They think you have to go elsewhere to succeed. You know, we're not building a technology company in Silicon Valley, where all the quote-unquote smart people are doing it. We're building it here, and we're having great success. So
a
I think,
pride deficit. Is that what you called it, Gray?
Yeah, it's weird. It's like it's like every quote-unquote smart parent tells their kids they have to go someplace else to start their career and succeed. And I think it hurts, you know, it hurts us in terms of recruiting because we view coming to Dyn right out of college as a successful smart career move, and it's been a successful smart career move for a lot of young professionals. But for some reason, you know, people in, you know, higher ed administration and people in high school guidance counselors and even parents of folks folks that I know seem to have that pride deficit.
High school guidance counselors, I hadn't even thought about the role that they play in this. That's a great point. What are some of the questions that you get from people, Gray, when you're in that sort of dance about, you know, look, do you want to move here or not? Do you want to work for me or not? What are some of the questions that you get from younger workers about their life at Dyne and their life in Manchester?
It's really twofold. The first one is really about job opportunity. And when we're recruiting tech workers, you know, they want to understand that it's not just a bet on New Hampshire, is a bet on Dyne. You know, we obviously don't want a huge amount of competition, but it's great when someone, you know, people can move to Seattle, like you mentioned, and say, oh, if I don't work at Amazon, I can work at Microsoft, right? So we like to have a thriving kind of tech community, a thriving group of young places that are great for young people to work, because it means that when someone moves to New Hampshire because we've tried to recruit them here, they know that if it doesn't work out at Dyne, it could work out someplace else. It lowers that barrier for us. And then I think the second one is really, you know, where are my nightlife options? You know, what can I do? Is it Cow Hampshire? And I think, you know, the great stuff they're doing on the seacoast, the cool stuff that's happening in downtown Manchester, you know, make that, you know, cut against that argument. And we're never going to be Boston, but, you know, you get a lot of things from living in one of the more urban parts of New Hampshire that you could get in Boston. Then you can always, if you want a big night out, go down there. So, you know, I think those are the two things that we hear pretty frequently. You know, is it cool? And I think, you know, the YP groups are doing a great job making it cool. And, you know, I just see this explosion of stuff that, you know, I don't know, I think it's cool. So I'm assuming that other young folks will think it's cool as well.
Well, Gray, thanks a lot for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Gray Chynoweth, again, Chief Operating Officer of Dyne, an infrastructure company based in Manchester. The number for you to join us, 1-800-892-6477. And boy, all of you, lots of callers who want to jump in, but I've got to follow up with you, I think, Kate, on what Gray said, a pride deficit. That made my eyeballs go fly open.
Yeah, I hadn't heard him use that term before, yeah. But the issue is definitely something that we grapple with. We hear from a lot of people that, oh, well, our young children, students, friends, children, whatever it might be, should go off and see the world. And while it could be argued that there's value in living somewhere else, being trained somewhere else, and bringing that back to New Hampshire, we're going to continue to have an issue as a state if we don't tote the benefits of sticking around. You know, that we have these cool companies like Dyne and Pixel Media, that there are a lot of young people. You can really make a great salary. You can find fun things to do. I mean, that's sort of the basis of what we're trying to do is, listen, you don't have to go somewhere else, especially kids who are coming out of our own schools, right? New Hampshire prides itself on our academic institutions and the education that we're providing. And then we're saying, okay, take that education and go somewhere outside of New Hampshire.
Yeah. Go ahead, Preston.
I think the pride deficit idea kind of goes back to the statement I made at the beginning of the call about New Hampshire struggling with an image issue. And I think that the fact is that there are great companies like Dyne, Autodesk, Texas Instruments. There's a lot of high tech that's bubbling up in the Manchester area, and I know the same is true in Nashua and other parts of the state. But folks and perhaps parents, guidance counselors, aren't thinking about those opportunities for their kids as they're growing up. And I'll also just add that, you know, this idea of having an adventure, you needing to go out of state to have that adventure. You know, obviously I went to Colorado, but there are a lot of opportunities to have that same experience here in New Hampshire. And I think that those opportunities shouldn't be overlooked.
Kate, go ahead. And then Josh, I know you want to jump in.
And we have a board of advisors. And for the meeting in September, we're bringing together the board of advisors, which represent companies throughout the state, with the career advisors from all the schools throughout the state. Because the career advisors who are on the front line with these students who are graduating will often argue that they don't have New Hampshire companies recruiting their students. Well, so there's an issue, right? If we don't have our own companies trying to retain that talent. So we're going to bring those groups together so they can meet each other, develop those relationships, and figure out how best to work together for the benefit of the state.
Josh, go ahead.
So I think, you know, what Gray was referring to as a pride deficit. You know, I question whether or not it's really a pride deficit so much as a PR issue for the state. I think that stay work play is a really good way that New Hampshire is internally, you know, talking about and getting the word out about things to do for young professionals. But I also think, you know, I read on a regular basis, you know, Inc. Magazine, Fast Company, a couple of other publications, and I see these ads for, you know, Louisiana Economic Development touting the benefits of, you know, starting a firm in New Orleans and, you know, other places throughout the country. And I've never in my life seen anything like that about New Hampshire. And I think that if people in New Hampshire saw some press like that about their state, the pride deficit would quickly evaporate and we would be, more effectively recruiting interest from employers and, the people who read these, entrepreneurial type magazines, to come into the state and perhaps find work.
Here's an email that came in earlier. This is from Ben, who says, "My wife and I moved back here after I finished 6 years of active duty in the Army because it's where we grew up. However, we found the cost of living for a young family in Hillsborough was inhibitive, although not necessarily prohibitive. The biggest issue is affordable family housing for working class families. As I looked into it, I discovered that part of the problem is the development of and tax breaks given to senior housing. As more seniors move into our town who do not have any ties, they vote against the school, against things that could bring more jobs, or if they do approve them, they tie more senior housing to it. I'm curious as to what your guests think about this problem. Now, you guys are young professionals. You're not housing experts. What do you think, though? We did a whole show on this recently about affordable housing and whether our housing policies have emphasized more senior housing. Preston, go ahead.
Sure. I think housing definitely is an important factor, especially for young adults. In my work at Ekman, we have actually been involved with a lot of affordable housing projects, and there are a number of affordable housing developers throughout the state that are taking advantage of tax credits and other creative funding sources in order to develop more affordable housing. And this is something that's become a priority for a lot of communities because just for that reason, we know we need more young workers. We need to make sure that there are places that they can afford to live.
Yeah, go ahead, Josh.
So I think that it's the email that you just read is an indicator of a huge, looming problem because as the state gets older, and we're the fourth oldest state by median age, I think, in the country. This is something that's going to keep cropping up.
The silver tsunami, it's been called.
Exactly. And, 6 years ago, when the Governor Lynch had the task force for retaining young professionals in the state that ultimately resulted in the creation of Stay, Work, Play, this seemed to be something that was a high priority for our state government. I feel like, Stay, Work, Play does good work, but I also feel like our state lawmakers and, the state government itself, seems to have sort of, wiped their hands clean. Oh, we created Stay, Work, Play. Now we're done. And, I think that there's way more that needs to happen. And I think that we need to incentivize housing for young families, just like we're doing for senior living facilities. Otherwise, we're going to continue to experience this problem with the senior population, overriding, at the polls.
Yeah, and the college costs too is another issue for the legislature that we touched on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a very serious that problem too. Again, you got to put your money where your mouth is, kind of thing. If you really want to retain young professionals, if you really take higher education seriously, then you got to fund it.
Yes, it's not enough to talk about it and create Stay, Work, Play. Thank you very much. We're done. I appreciate that point, Josh. Here's another point, Kate, and I wonder what you think, and others can jump in as well, of course. Some people have said, look, Stay, Work, Play, that's great, all this emphasis. Yes, we need younger workers, but, there's nothing wrong with older workers. Are you dissing older workers? Why do we need so many younger workers? Do you know what I'm getting at? I wonder if you get any feedback like that. Well, yeah, that's great, but, Is it us versus them or what?
Yeah, I hear that a lot. Someone just said recently, it's not that older workers are bad and younger workers are good. It's not that we're trying to discriminate based on age. This is just our focus. Historically, New Hampshire did really well with bringing 30-year-olds back to the state. And that's not the case anymore. And even when that was the case, we sort of lacked in this 20 to 30-year-old demographic. And so Stay, Work, Play was created to foster the 20 to 40-year-olds, to help make brand New Hampshire as being a cool place to be. So it has nothing to do with whether or not we should have this balance of younger and older. It's just that, as a state, we are aging, right? And so as people retire, we need to have the population here to fill those jobs. And if we're trying to recruit companies to the state, they want to know what our workforce looks like. And if we say, well, our workforce is, all 10 years from retirement, that might not be quite as appealing. So it's everything together. It's not us against them. It's not either or.
Yeah. So just wrapping up with you, all of you, and what do you think, Preston? You're with the Manchester Young Professionals. If you could just have your druthers, what would you do to really enhance the efforts that you guys are making in Manchester?
Well, I think MYPN has done a great job to put on excellent events. We put on almost 30 events a year, and it's miraculous because we're 100% volunteer. We don't have any paid staffers. We don't have a budget. And we're providing a lot of great opportunities for young adults to connect and make those important relationships, but we're still too hidden. And I think that that's really the next goal for our organization is to launch a PR campaign to make sure that all young professionals in Manchester and throughout the state really know about these great opportunities to make those important connections and to have fun. And that's a large part of what we do. So we're at a point now where we're starting to establish partnerships with corporations and businesses in the Manchester area to generate some revenue that will enable us to advertise and get the word out.
And we'll put links to all your organizations on our website. So if folks want to just click in real quickly and find that, we'll put that up there. I want to thank all of you for coming in. This has been great. And Preston, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Preston Hunter, Chairman of the Board of the Directors at the Manchester Young Professionals Network and Director of Business Development at Ekman Construction. Josh Robinson, it was really nice to meet you. Thank you for being here.
Thanks.
Josh Robinson, Chair of the Concord Young Professionals Network and owner of Checkmate Payroll Services. And Kate Letzko, it was really good to have you too. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Laura.
Kate Letzko, Executive Director of Stay Work Play, an organization, as we said, that works to retain and attract young adults to the state. The Exchange is a production of NHPR. Our engineer this week has been Mike Danielli. Our producer is Ellen Grimm. Our volunteer is Priscilla Malcolm. Our intern is Faith Meixel. Our theme music was composed by Bob Lord. The Exchange's executive producer is Keith Shields, and I'm Laura Kanoy.